Now Rincewind was passed by a large, red, furry kangaroo. The librarian's erratic morphism, having briefly turned him into a red stalactite, as an obviously successful shape for surviving in caves, had finally taken on board the fact that it would make for a terminally lengthy survival in a cave that was rapidly getting smaller, and had flipped into a local morphic field built for speed. Man, luggage, and kangaroo piled through the hole into the cellar and ended in a heap against the opposite side. There was a rumbling behind them, and wizards and women were fired out into the cellar with some speed, several of them landing on Rincewind. Behind the wall, the rock groaned and creaked, expelling these alien things in what Rincewind thought was a geological chunder. Something flew out of the hole and hit him on the ear, but this was only a minor problem compared to the meat pie, which came out trailing mushy peas and tomato sauce and hit him in the mouth. It wasn't actually all that bad. The ability to ask questions like, "Where am I and who is the I that is asking?" is one of the things that distinguishes mankind from, say, cuttlefish. Although, of course, it's not the most obvious thing, and there are, in fact, some beguiling similarities, particularly the tendency to try to hide behind a big cloud of ink in difficult situations. The wizards from Unseen University, being perhaps the intellectual cream, or certainly the cerebral yogurt of their generation, passed through this stage within minutes. Wizards are very adept at certain ideas. One minute you're arguing over the shape of a duck's head, and the next there are people telling you you've been inside a rock for thousands of years because time goes slower on the inside. This presents no great problem for a man who has found his way to the lavatory at Unseen University, the one on the first floor with the curious gravitational anomaly. But there were more important questions as they sat around the table in BU. "Is there anything to eat?" said Rid Cully.
"It's the middle of the night, sir."
"You mean we missed dinner?"
"Thousands of years of dinners, Arch-Chancellor."
"Really? Better start catching up then, Mr. Stibbons. Still, nice little place you've got here, Arch-Chancellor."
Rid Cully pronounced the word very carefully in order to accentuate the lowercase a. Arch-Chancellor Rincewind gave him a fraternal nod.
"Thank you."
"For a colony, of course. I dare say you do your best."
"Why, thank you, Mustrum. I'd be happy to show you our tower later on."
"Oh, it does look rather small."
"So people say."
"Rincewind. Rincewind. Name rings a faint bell," said Rid Cully.
"We came looking for Rincewind, Arch-Chancellor," said Ponder patiently.
"Is he? Done well for himself, then. Fresh air made a man of him, I see."
"No, sir. Ours is the skinny one with the bad beard and the floppy hat, sir. You remember the one sitting over there?"
Rincewind raised a hand diffidently.
Me, he said.
Rid Cully sniffed.
"Fair enough. What's that thing you're playing with, man?"
Rincewind held up the bull roarer.
"It came with you out of the cave," he said. "What were you doing with it?"
"Oh, some toy the librarian found," said Ponder.
"All sorted out, then," said Rid Cully. "I say, this beer's good, isn't it? Very drinkable. Yes, I'm sure there's a lot we can learn from one another, Arch-Chancellor. You from us rather more than us from you, of course. Perhaps we could set up a student exchange, that sort of thing."
"Good idea.
You can have six of mine in exchange for a decent lawnmower. Ours is broken."
The Arch-Chancellor is trying to say that getting back might be rather hard, sir," said Ponder. "Apparently things ought to have changed now we're here, but they haven't."
"Your Rincewind seem to think that bringing you blokes over here would make it rain," said Bill. "But it hasn't."
Hroom, hroom, hroom.
"Oh, do stop playing with that thing, Rincewind," said Rid Cully.
"Well,
Bill, it's obvious, isn't it? As more experienced wizards than you, we naturally know plenty of ways of making it rain. No problem there."
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
"Look, lad, take that thing outside, will you?"
The librarian was sitting at the top of the tin tower with a leaf over his head.
Something odd, see? Said Rincewind, dangling the bull roarer from its